Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One of my close friends from when we were teens, Rich Fitzgerald, is with me. Hey, buddy.
Good to be with you, Marty. And by the way, you are looking better and better all the time.
Thank you.
It's good to see you. Sound better and look better. So it's
kind of a
on
journey,
the mend.
Right, brother?
Yeah.
We've all had friends that go through this. And
yep.
What I think of in a lot is the people that lose the battle.
Yeah.
You know?
You but know, I just remember seeing you 6 months ago, and it was a different. You look differently, and you know, it's good to see.
It's good to have energy to taste food again.
Yep.
Hey, a lot going on. I wanted to get to this because this kind of irritates the crap out of me. This Google guy, and look, man, people have a right to their opinion, and that's fine. But this guy comes to Google from California, and he comes to Pittsburgh. And he starts this lie, and it is a lie, quite frankly. He lies and says that he's living in East Liberty. If anybody knows the Bakery Square, it's very cool over there. And my man says that. He's not my man. He's a jagoff. I'm allowed to say it. It's in the dictionary. He says that every night he lays in bed. I'm not kidding. Smoke, wheezing and coughing from the pollution and the putrid smell of death, in essence, and foul air. Well, sorry, but that's a bald-faced lie. Look, I'm not suggesting there isn't an issue that isn't being dealt with. I'm not suggesting that we've never had air pollution. I ain't that stupid, okay? But what I'm suggesting is what he did was, and I also don't respect the journalism site, so-called, that printed this with no rebuttal, basically letting him say, Pittsburgh air sucks, I'm with Google, don't come here, and Google employees won't come here now, which is another lie. And it irritated me to no end because it's my hometown, number one, because there ain't no smell every night in East Liberty from putrid air. And he's perpetuating a lie. And I wanted to grab Rich Fitzgerald about this right off the top. How did this strike you, sir?
Well, first of all, very disingenuous. And I will tell you that Google, upper management called right away to disavow and apologize because they love Pittsburgh. They have over 700 employees at Bakery Square and in the city. I actually live right up the street, probably within a half a mile of Bakery Square. My family, that's where I raised my family over for the last 30 years. It's a great community to live in. So Google is here. They love it here. They're growing here. They're going to add more employees over the next year, over the next couple of years. And quite frankly, it's one of the easiest places for Google to attract people, whether it's from the Silicon Valley or Boston or other places, because of our quality of life and our affordability, all the things you can do here, the jobs.
And Carnegie Mellon.
And just all kind of things that they love being here. So, you know, you have a disgruntled employee. We all have them. I mean, every organization is going to have one that's going to, you know, make up things or badmouth and do this type of things. I like to give three statistics that the health department put out just last week.
Right.
And it shows what happened over the last decade. You know, we're starting a new decade as, you know, we turn the calendar on the new year. Over the last 10 years, the health department reported that industrial particles, PM2.5, the things people look at, has decreased 88% in the last 10 years. 88% over the last 10 years. Sulfur dioxide, which is the rotten egg smell that people talk about, has been decreased by 50% over the last 10 years. So, and then the hazardous pollutants, as decided by the EPA, that they, I don't know how they, what they term that, has gone down 80%. So just in those three areas, there has been a significant increase in improvement of the air quality. Now, does that mean everything is fine and that things can't be improved upon even further? No, of course not. We need to continue. We need to push the health department to continue to do things in a good way. But we are growing our young population. We are growing our 25 to 34-year-old that's gone up from 160,000 population to 180,000 in just a couple of years. And when the latest statistics come out, Next year with the census, I'm expecting that to go up even further.
Well, it's interesting how you get dragged into this. You get portrayed or characterized as the I don't care about pollution guy. It's interesting from a guy like you who grew up here like I did, you get characterized as all he does is nod his head to big business. And you get characterized as the guy who can't agree that air pollution kills. Does that make you angry, Fitz?
Well, it gets frustrating because it's just not true. You and I remember, goes back 10, 12 years, when I was the one who introduced something called a smoking ban. And that was about air pollution too, indoor air quality. The people that worked in bars and restaurants and office space, you could smoke anywhere you wanted. And I pushed this as hard as I could. I got sued by the Tavern Association, the Restaurant Association, thought I was killing business at the time. As it turned out, the smoking ban has been a good thing. I also pushed something called anti-idling, where school buses and trucks can't just sit there and chug away and idle while they're sitting there waiting for that to happen. That was, again, another battle that we had, that I was the one who led that about a dozen years ago. So I've been very consistent that I want jobs, yes, but I also want a great environment for my kids and your kids and all the kids that are growing up here.
We got Rich Fitzgerald. If you have calls for the county executive, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Give us a yell right back. Marty Griffin with county executive Rich Fitzgerald. So folks know this, and we got a ton of calls, and we'll get to them here in a second. My issue is, look, man, you can speak out all you want, but print it as an op-ed piece somewhere, man. Don't make it that says, this is the story, the air in Pittsburgh sucks. No one from Google should come here and let the guy stand alone on that. That public source, they got to call him out. There has to be another side represented. And that's why folks don't trust the media. I mean, when at the end of the day, Fitz, Google is very, very optimistic about Pittsburgh. Very.
Absolutely. They love it here. They're doing well here. They're going to continue to grow here. They're raising their families here, et cetera, et cetera. And it's just... it's a great place for them to do business, among other tech firms that are growing here. Amazon, Apple, you know, Google, Uber, all the autonomous vehicle companies, right. The robotics. I could go on and on. It's just yesterday, UPMC announced $1 billion they're going to invest in new medical technology, drugs, et cetera, medical devices. So we're just a great ecosystem, one of the best in the country as to where people are coming to and drawing people to.
Look, man. I live here. I grew up here. This is my town. We have our scars. We have our crap. But I did some research. Fitz, the three places Google wants to be right now the most, Stanford-related, MIT-related, and Carnegie Mellon-related.
Absolutely. Yeah.
In the world.
Yeah. And people come from all over the world right now to come to these great institutions like CMU and UPMC and Pitt, AHN. And that's just part of it. But this whole ecosystem of innovation that has grown up over the last, 8 to 10 years, whatever it is, it's incredible. And our future is so bright and will continue to be bright. But again, you're right. We have certain things that need to be improved upon. Transportation, the environment, water, air, we're working on it. But we've seen great, great improvements. We got more improvement to make.
You know what irritates the crap out of me is Peduto. He flat out supports this guy. He flat out suggests that the cracker plant should be shut down, and you diametrically oppose that view, do you not, sir?
Absolutely, because I also know that if we do it and we do it right, and that's the big thing, that plastics is actually better for the environment. We've seen, think about cars, the mileage we get on cars. It used to be 10 miles to the gallon. Now it's 20. A lot of it is because the lighter weight materials like plastics have been used as opposed to the heavier materials that we've seen years ago. It's a part we've got to get away from single-use plastics. I think that's something we have to move towards. But as far as permanent plastics, when you think about piping, water pipes are better than they are when we've got lead-lined pipes, which we see we're gonna be moving on. So it's a very complex issue, energy, materials, all these type of things. It's very simplistic for some people to say, let's ban fossil fuels.
Right.
Let's ban plastics.
Right.
Let's ban steel. Let's ban aluminum, et cetera, et cetera. So it's something you got to do. You got to do thoughtfully and use science and facts to do it.
Snag some calls. Hey, Charlie, thanks for hanging in there. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, you got a suggestion. I got a suggestion for you. Say Google needs space. The Pittsburgh Mills Mall is almost empty. The parking's there. The interchange is there. Another place would be the Heights Plaza. It's almost empty. There's parking there. I think either one of those places would be excellent.
It's not convenient for them.
Marty says it exactly right. I think there's some other issues other plans that could come up for that Mills site. It has been trouble. Malls and retail in general are certainly struggling. We see that across the region and across the country. But what they want to be, Charlie, is they want to be near the universities. Yeah. That's what's driving a lot of what's going on in East Liberty and in Lawrenceville and Oakland, Shadyside, etc. They want to be near Pitt and CMU, the as we call it, the innovation district, so they can walk, ride their bikes, use transit to do the research that they do.
But I appreciate it. So, the truth is they're trying to repurpose many of these malls because this is an issue everywhere. Hey, John, go ahead, sir. Thanks for holding.
Hey, how you doing, Marty?
Good, sir.
Yeah, I heard a report on the radio about a week ago that said that some of those large tech companies like Google were hoping to expand in places like Boston, San Francisco, and San Diego. There was no mention of Pittsburgh, and I didn't understand that.
I saw in the Wall Street Journal it's one of the cities. It's a secondary city. I don't want to speak for you, Fitz. Go ahead.
No, we know that MIT in Boston, right, and we know that the Silicon Valley has been where they've started,
right,
and where they continue to grow. The problem with those cities is they've become so unaffordable to be able to attract talent to move there. For example, in Pittsburgh, you could still get a pretty decent house for $200,000, $250,000 in a nice neighborhood, nice community. That same house in Boston or Silicon Valley costs close to $1 million. So it becomes very difficult for companies like Google or Amazon or Apple, et cetera, to attract, and they need hundreds of people. They're not talking about one or two people that they're trying to attract. These companies are growing by a lot. As I said, over 700 employees now at Google, and they're continuing to add other companies the same way. Amazon just announced, the 800 people they're going to be putting out in Findlay Township. So affordability, quality of life, and ecosystem are the three big things that these companies look for.
And bike lanes, according to Bike Lane Billy.
That's part of quality of life.
Questions for Fitz. Rich Fitzgerald, the county executive, 866 391-1020, 866-391-1020. Give us a yell. We're here. Right back. All right, folks, we're talking one-on-one with the county executive. It's a rare opportunity for you to ask him questions, not silly questions, please, about some dog running around in North Park or not enough fish in the lake, something that makes sense and makes a difference. Give us a call, 866-391-1020. We're right back. Marty Griffin with Rich Fitzgerald. Hey, I have young kids. You know this, man. I used to come back from Dallas, and I just think we would have dinner, me and you and your wife. I wouldn't have a date. I wouldn't have a girlfriend. You had six kids. I started late. So all of your kids are gone. I got my kids sitting there in the house. What's that like?
It's strange because I still have four of my kids who live in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
They're not in the house, but they're come over on Sunday for dinner. Or they're over at night, come watch a game.
Yeah.
So that it is nice. It's different.
Is it?
It's a little lonelier, but
yeah.
My life obviously is pretty busy, so I have Ahmad a lot, and Kathy too. She's running around doing things, kids are active, and she's been active in their life.
Is it weird though some nights when you come home and you're sitting there and it's just, you have a big house, is it dead silent? Is it a little strange?
Yeah, the big difference is, when they were all home, we'd sit around the kitchen table and all have dinner together. That doesn't happen. Kathy and I'll, put something in the microwave and at the counter, as opposed to sitting at the table. So around Christmas, it was great because a lot of them were in town. We were doing that, doing what we normally do or used to do years ago. But it's like anything else. It's just an adjustment, and you'll see it.
Yeah.
So I tell people, enjoy those days.
Yeah.
Enjoy going to the games, the ballet recitals, the school plays, the musicals, because when it ends quickly.
I need to ask you a political question. I've noticed you've changed. And some folks would say I have, that I've mellowed to a degree. I don't know. I think I'm more focused on helping people. I was talking to Fitz in the break about an app that I'm building called Deedser for folks who want to do good deeds. And we're going to make a difference in the world. And that's kind of my focus now. I've noticed you, You don't get in fights at all anymore. I never hear Fitz went at this guy with this, you don't have any negative tweets. You don't get on social media and fight. You don't get into the political brawls that I see other politicians. Is this a concerted effort, an overt effort? You just say, I'm staying out of anything like that?
Well, what I've learned over the years is you can get more done when you work in a collaborative effort. And the media, again, I'll speak in general, they love the fights.
They do. We do.
If you know, there's a negative comment about an elected official or a business person or whoever, they love to run that stuff. And then they go to the other person and say, hey, so-and-so said this about you. So, and then you end up losing this ability to work together on a project, whether it's a development project or transportation, whatever it might be. So I guess I've learned the best way to work things out is, first of all, to work them out privately. And certainly we have disagreements over policy and things like that. But typically we try to work it out in my conference room in a meeting room, as opposed to negotiating through the media, because that I've never seen that really work. And you can see it, whether it's in sports, whether it's a collective bargaining with a management and business and management and labor. They take shots at each other. It just sets things back. And I've just found, look, I have my strong positions and I'll continue to fight for things I believe in. But there's ways to do it.
County Executive Rich Fitzgerald. I've also noticed this county council, as it transforms with younger folks, these so-called progressives, they're extreme liberals who like to give everybody everything for free. And they think that's the way to go. It's a dangerous thing because we can't afford it. I've noticed they kind of take shots at you as if they're, I could say, metaphorically coming after you. Do you feel that these young progressives want to get rid of the old school politicians? They think their way is the only way?
Well, I think that's kind of a natural way of politics. Yes. And we see that at the national level with people like AOC, challenging someone like Nancy Pelosi.
Yep.
Nancy's too, old school or establishment, whatever you want to call it. You always have that. Yeah, people come in with new ideas and they're going to change the world. And I was probably that way when I came in 20 years ago and wasn't establishment. I was the outsider. And, so you learn and you realize what you can do. One of the things you learn in government and a legislative body is the limitations of you want to change the world. You want to fix everything. You want to give everybody everything that they want. But then you've got budgetary limitations. You've got legal limitations with the federal and state government. So it's a learning experience, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I gotta grab Bill. He's been holding, and I guess he deserves a moment. Bill, I love you, man. Thanks for your patience.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you. My question is this: can you, Mr. Fitzgerald, get with Mr. Peduto and do something regarding the no turn on red signs that are all over the place?
Come on, man. Come on. Bill, I give you some love, but this is silly. Come on, Bill. This is silly.
It's not silly.
Yeah,
it's not silly.
Tell me why it's important. Tell me why it matters.
Okay, I will.
Yeah.
In the 70s, they implemented it across the country to save on gas usage. Yeah. The same thing is true now. We're paying almost $3 a gallon, and we're sitting there burning it up, polluting and wasting gas at these intersections.
So you want to fly
through. You don't have to do that. No, you don't want to fly through. You come to a stop. You proceed when it's safe. Why are you being like this, Marty?
Well, because I think we have bigger fish to fry, using an old cliche. I think it's a silly waste of time.
Okay, you can fry those fish too, but you can also take care of these problems that affect every single driver in Allegheny County.
I never think of it, Bill. I don't waste much time on it. Well, you actually think the political leaders are going to take down or stop the no stop turn on red signs? You really do believe that?
They've done it elsewhere. Why can't they do it here? Or just isn't Pittsburgh progressive enough to do that?
Because it saves lives.
Mr. Fitzgerald, what's the answer to my question?
Saves lives.
First of all, Bill, let me just, this is a municipal function. So there are 130 mayors and municipal officials that make decisions within their municipality as far as where the red lights go, where the stop signs go, where the turn on red, no turn on red, left turn signal, all those kind of things. We typically at the county level don't have that authority or that ability to get involved in things like this. I understand what you're saying. I live in a city, and wherever I go, you get to that corner.
Don't placate him. You're killing me, man.
We all get stuck sometimes.
Come on, man. He's just being political.
Now, I don't think you can eliminate them all, Bill. Let's be honest. Some of them might be a very dangerous intersection where you don't want people to make the right.
Well, I agree with you. Yeah. If it's not dangerous, then not have it. But
well, then
it
we
is,
have to pay for studies, Bill.
Maybe
that'll
it needs to be
money.
More judiciously done, Bill, and I don't. I'll give you another example, bus stops.
Yeah.
It drives me crazy that in some routes there's a bus stop at every single corner. You get behind the bus, and all of a sudden this corner it stops, and the next corner it stops. You know, Catherine Kellum and the director
with you there.
Is going to come in and try to eliminate, instead of every corner, maybe every second corner or every third corner, people can still get their bus. Things will go faster. We'll save on the environment. So there's things that you need. Just do them, I think, in a thoughtful way. And I think the right turn on red and the bus stops fall into that category.
It's not happening, Bill. You should be the czar.
For Pittsburgh, see if something can be done for at least Pittsburgh.
You should be the czar, Bill. You'd be ahead of this.
Well, I can't do that, Marty, because that's your job. Yeah. Being a one percenter, you know, you're the czar.
My man, I don't apologize for being successful. Do you? I hope not.
Listen,
cool,
if you know how Marty grew up and I grew up,
yeah.
You know, it's he didn't grow up with a silver spoon in his mouth. I'll leave it at that.
But I have one now, Bill. Killing me, Bill. Rich Fitzgerald with me here, the county executive. Hey, I wanted to talk to you about this program that just is fabulous, Fitz. This Project Reset. I think you're making a difference here, brother. Tell us what that means and how it works.
You know, it's interesting that there are people out there that get something on their record, say when they're young, that they didn't do anything wrong, but it appears on their jacket or their record or file, whatever you want to call it. And only 6% of the people who are actually eligible to have their record expunged go through it, because there's a bureaucratic, very difficult process, can be expensive. So if you don't have the means or be a lawyer or know how to navigate through that system, it becomes very difficult. So public defender Elliot Housey, about a year or so ago, before he became a judge, started this process, we call it Project Reset, in which our public defenders will host a clinic in which people can come in to see, number one, if they're eligible to get their record expunged, and then we'll lead them through the process, do the paperwork, help them do it. We had one this weekend in McKeesport. State Representative Austin Davis hosted a system. Actually, KDKA TV was out there and covered it. We had hundreds of people lined up in the gym at McKeesport High School who were able to get go through the process, get their records expunged for nothing. We provided the services.
Fantastic.
The Heinz Endowments are paying the fees. The fees are up to, I think, $300, and we got a grant for them to help on that process. And over 100 people got their record expunged. So what does that mean? That means the next time they go to apply for a job, they don't have a record that some employer, prospective employer, is going to say, oh, we're gonna, and something that they probably shouldn't have had all along anyway. So for housing, for employment, for giving people a second chance, this Project Reset, and now Matt Dugan, the public defender that we just announced yesterday, he's going to be the full-time public defender, is carrying through on this. It's giving people a second chance, people that are somewhat left out
right.
of all the economic gains and the economic opportunities that are happening in this region right now.
Well, 80 million Americans have these sort of arrest records. And so these idiots who say, well, hey, you did the crime, do the time. Most of these crimes, man, it's misdemeanor stuff from 20 years ago. Get it off your record. Give someone a shot. You got 80 million people with records like this sitting there waiting to work.
And we know there's a labor shortage right now.
Right.
We know there's work that needs to be done. There's people that want to do this work. And by the way, these are folks that were never convicted. They were found not guilty, but it still appears on their record. So if we can help people out and do this type of process, this has the real meaning for people in their lives.
Saw a picture of you and the kids and your wife. And isn't it extraordinary, as you get older, you look at your kids and see how similar they look to you? Isn't it funny?
I just hope they look more like their wife. That's
your son looks like a cookie cut out of you. It's great to see. I love it. I love it because my kid looks just like me. That kid is so lucky. My son is so lucky.
Does he argue like you? I just want to be at the kitchen table sometimes when you try and tell him something and he talks back.
Yeah, it's on its way, brother.
You'll be just like what you did
forever
in your parents'
Fitz,
kitchen.
It's always a pleasure, my man.
Hey, good to be with you, Marty.
Talk to you again.
All right, thanks, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.